by Barry Howard Mencken. Obama and his band of anti-American traitors pulling Biden strings by Barry Howard Mencken, author of Brainwashed. America's Cultural Revolution. Obama was a radical community organizer, from a dysfunctional family, who was friends with and is backed by some of the most corrupt, anti-American, anti-Semitic, black racists and left-wing radicals in American history. Because he identified as black, was personable and knew mother was not a two-syllable word, he was accepted at Harvard. The school reputation has continued to decline due to the idiotic racist policy of accepting and throwing millions at less qualified students based on their color instead of academic qualifications. We see the effect of such failed policies in racist ignorant graduates like failing MSDNC host Joy Reid and the head of the EEOC who believes blacks are biologically superior to whites. So with no real-world experience, mediocre intelligence, and support of good-natured white Americans, Obama was given a chance at the presidency. We didn't realize then he suffers from an extreme case of delusions of grandeur and his presidency made that condition worse. He declared he wanted to dramatically change America. He began by spitting out the venom he was taught by the black Hitlers Farrakhan and Wright. He continued to tear down the country with myths spouted by his radical far left-wing criminal friends from the Weather Underground, people like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Duran. He is a leading destructive divisive force who always is bad-mouthing our country and supporting policies of giving billions in cash to terrorist states that hate America. The empty suits like John Kerry delivered his naive failed Iran bribe policy over lavish dinners in Swiss estates. The bribes paid to Iran are still being used to fund terrorism in the Middle East. The failing dangerous policies to hurt America and its allies are continuing under the Obama/Biden administration 3. Obama has divided the nation racially, culturally and politically. Their corrupt, racist justice departments and Soros criminal-friendly DAs put chains on police departments, resulting in crime being at historic highs. At the same time, they help the families of black criminal scumbags and race hustlers like Al Sharpton make millions for their sons being killed by cops during criminal acts. Moreover, Obama's Justice Department under Eric Holder extorted and misused millions in so-called slush fund settlements from phony EEOC probes. Corruption ran rampant throughout his administration. Check out the EEOC Boeing case and Jesse Jackson's involvement, or review the Pigford Farmers multi-million dollar fraud if Goggle doesn't censor the search like they do so often. Also, Obama tried to make a silk purse out of a cow's ear by pushing through a non-transparent, party-line vote during closed midnight session. He sold his costly, wasteful, healthcare bill by lying to the public that they would not lose their doctors. The bottom line, he accomplished almost nothing good in 8 years and will go down as a failed administration similar to Jimmy Carter's. Obama, like Soros, is making millions from his corrupt pipelines into the White House, Capitol, DHS and Congress. His anti-American, anti-Semitic nonprofit Organizing for Action is a left-wing umbrella group whose financiers have ties to Palestinian terrorists and Central American Marxists. Moreover, he helped make billions for the victimization and diversity extortionists. He helped develop a university major in black studies to help give the most loudmouth ignorant black radicals a college major and a path to high-paying feather-bedding diversity jobs. These ignorant racist scumbags now work as a black Gestapo in business, government, and universities. They exist because their multi-billion-dollar con game is backed by the Obama-selected puppets in the empty-suit corrupt bumbling Biden administration. They also need Mao-type slogans to keep the brainwashed college-educated social media robots doing their bidding. These naive libs gave billions to the black KKK aka BLM criminals while they killed, looted and burned our cities. They use the ridiculous slogan Black Lives Matter to make up dangerous myths about police targeting blacks. Read Brainwashed. America's Cultural Revolution for facts. Though we gave an inept black loser 2 terms as president, the brainwashed youth and naive liberals still think the country suffers from systemic racism. Again, I ask for just one example of systemic racism against blacks in the past decade without having to small it. Indeed, anyone with a brain should know the only real systemic racism happening is against white, straight, non-handicapped males every day. With nobody on their bench and promises of more corrupt payouts to the corrupt black caucus and the squad socialist idiots, they put up Biden for president. He is a corrupt bumbling, pervert, a weekend at Bernie Sanders stiff. This gave the inept, ignorant, corrupt, anti-American cabal led by Obama, Rice, Soros, Sharpton, Pelosi, Schiff and the rest of the corrupt left-wing and diversity scumbags to get another swing at the trillions in the wasteful pork piñata. Using smokescreen scare tactics such Trump-Russian collusion or justifying trillions in wasteful spending due to the Fauci's funded China military's homegrown China virus. The failed Biden response to the devastating draconian China virus recently unraveled when the fake news finally acknowledged the no-mask non-lockdown success of Florida and other red states. Obama, you remember, has the stated goal of dramatically changing America. He continues using his ignorant, failed, and divisive anti-American race and socialist policies to achieve his paranoid goals. He sees the Treasury as his personal piggy bank to steal and redistribute America's wealth, jobs, and admissions to the least qualified based on their sex, sexual orientation, and color over merit or to anyone he chooses around the world. The record for Obama/Biden and his hand-picked bottom-of-the-barrel losers for their third term is now clear. By any objective measure, they are hands down the worst administration in American history. The world sees the failures of their idiotic corrupt policies and inept personnel daily. Obama, with the help of his personal selected swamp creatures, social and fake media scum, and corrupt Democrat political flunkies in failing states like New York and California, know they got to steal the election by censoring opposition and truth about their massive failures, corruption and traitorous anti-American agenda. Example of censorship and failure abound, including the Hunter/Joe Biden laptop, Trump-Russian collision, BLM riots and January 6th witch hunt where the only one killed was an unarmed woman veteran Trump supporter by a black cop who was never prosecuted. The failures of Obama/Biden 3 are historical and destructive to our democracy and our Constitution. These failures have made the Democrats realize that the Obama/Rice puppeteers behind the curtain were never the wizards they see themselves as, but rather they have proven to be historically inept, ignorant, divisive, dangerous, racist, anti-American, anti-Semitic and thoroughly delusional. They, like Soros Mafia, are making millions by selling out America and destroying America for profit. So how do you to keep power and avoid a bloodbath in November? First, you must keep censoring opposition voices while continuing to use the media as a propaganda arm of the left. This worked perfectly in the last election with all but Fox News and a few others giving the public facts, not left-wing and race hustler myths. Now with Elon Musk hopefully opening up Twitter to free speech, Obama was forced out, came out from behind the curtain at Stanford. Now others see this hypocrite as a gesture promoting censorship against those who love America and see right through his maniacal wet dream to destroy our greatest of countries. With his the failed scumbag allies and the Homeland Security Department, their next anti-American illegal step was making a new anti-First Amendment agency. This free speech-stopping Obama-friendly Gestapo has their own Joseph Goebbels. She is a dumbshit woke lying bitch who even denied Hunter's laptop from hell is real. She and her department are just tools for Obama/Biden 3 to silence Americans who oppose their inept, failed, corrupt, anti-American, anti-Semitic agenda. Instead of curtailing our First Amendment, the scumbag leading Obama/Biden's Homeland Security Department scam are helping to change our country by allowing millions of illegals to enter the country and be allowed to vote for party that stole the last election. They busted open our borders and put out the welcome mat for drug dealers, terrorists, criminals and other illegals. This censorship and open border scam to hold power must not be allowed to stand. If we want to keep our values and democracy, we must destroy this blatant unconstitutional illegal behavior and its cancerous proponents. Time for Obama, his delusions, and his vile ilk to be swept into the dustbin of history so they do no more harm to our great country.